Blog Talk Radio.
I get feeling in this place tonight. Spirit of the Lord is here, breaking chains up, lifting heavy loads. Yeah. Something's happening in this atmosphere. Oh, yes, it is, yes, it is. Hey, yeah.
To my very core.
all the glory. Father, I give you all the praise. Everything in me.
Hallelujah. All glory to God. Thank you, Jackie Goucher, for that beautiful song. All glory to God. Good evening, family. I'm your host, Minister Terry. Today is the fourth Thursday of August 2019. Amen. And I'm here with What's the Word? Amen. Family, today our word's going to be taming our tongue. Hallelujah. You know, this word has been stirring in my spirit for about a week or two, and I was telling my sister, I said, you know, the Lord, he hasn't given me a word to speak on. And a couple of days ago, he gave me this word, taming our tongue. Family, let us begin in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I humbly humble myself and come to you, Father, in prayer. Just to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for waking us all up, all of us on this line, Father. Giving us opportunities, Father, to get things right, to line up with your will and not our will, Father. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that I continue to humble myself, Father, that I tell myself that I am nothing. Without Jesus Christ, Father, I am nothing. Without you, I am nothing, Father. I praise you, I honor you, Father, and I magnify you, and I adore you, and I give all the praise to you. In Jesus' almighty name, I petition my prayers. Family, let us begin. We're going to talk about this taming our tongues tonight, amen? The tongue, family. The tongue, the definition of a tongue is a muscular organ in the mouth. We know the tongue. And it manipulates our food for chewing. And it enables us to swallow and taste. It cleanses our teeth with our own saliva. But the major function of our tongue is for speech and vocalization. So, family, I tell you, we have to see how important our tongues are. Amen? We protect our, I know I do, and you should too, but we protect our tongue from something that is hot, just say hot coffee, cold popsicle. We protect our tongue from substances. So just keep it in good shape, amen? When something is hot, we blow it to cool it down. And we also, family, we teach our children. We teach our children to blow, and they learn from us from blowing their food. Cool it down before they eat. Amen, family? But I tell you, that's the right thing we should be doing. Amen? But what is the right thing to do is for good? Is it the good thing to do for our tongue? Amen, family? But we have to make sure, family, that we're teaching the children the right thing, because I know a lot of children now and back in the days, they're still doing this thing of sticking their tongue out. So we have to ask ourselves, and we know as children we did the same thing. Why are these children sticking their tongue out? Some of them could be sticking them out playfully because that's something they've learned from us. But some of them are sticking them out to mean harmful gestures. I tell you, we all grew up on sticking our tongues out each other, but now people are growing up and they're sticking more members at each other. Amen, family? And that's not pleasing to God. You know what I'm saying? Family, I tell you, the tongue is a muscle. I tell you, this organ, which we can all train the tongue to do good things. Good things for which it was designed. Amen. Today, family, we are going to be addressing the tongue and speaking of voicing ourselves. The tongue which we communicate our tongue when we use for talking, for praying to our Heavenly Father. We use our tongue, amen, family? Family, we are going to start in the book of James, James 3, 5 through 11. All those who are on the line, if you have your Bibles, turn to James 3, 5, 11. Amen. I tell you, it tells us, and it reads, even though the tongue is a little member and boasts great things, so so have great a forest, a little fire kindled. Chapter 6, verse 6. And the tongue is a fire and a world of iniquity that it defiles. The tongue can defile the whole body, a world of iniquity. It sets on fire the course of nature, and it sets on fire by hell. And every kind of beast, this verse 7, and every kind of beast and bird are reptiles. I tell you, family, this is serious. Our tongue and creature of the sea is tamed and has been tamed by mankind. Verse 9, but no man can tame the tongue. It is unruly, evil, and full of evil, deadly poison. Verse 9, with it we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the likeness of God. Verse 10, family, out of the same mouth proceed blessing and curse. It says, my brethren, these things ought not be so. Amen, amen, amen. Family, our small muscular organs are within our mouth, our tongue. Our tongue, it can produce some good things and some evil things. Amen. Some things that can build people up and some things that can tear people's spirits down. I tell you, family, we, all of us, we are to speak life into one another, to build up the kingdom of God. He's not coming just back for me, Pastor E, the Now Network, my sister, my mother, my uncle, my brother. He's coming back for all of us, one church. So we are, family, we are to speak life into one another. Amen? Family, what we speak to one another, it can have power when we're made in the image of God. Matthew 15:11. This is Jesus speaking to his disciples, and it reads, it's not what goes into the mouth but that defiles a man, but what comes out of a mouth. Sometimes we're so concerned about what a person's eating and ingesting, but we have to be concerned about what's coming out of our mouth. What is it godly? Is it pleasing to him? Amen, family. The mouth can get us in a lot of trouble. Our tongue. Family, we gotta be real. We gotta be real, okay? Because how can we hear? We sit around, we can hear men calling women H's. It's coming out their mouth. Calling them B's and H's. And even women are calling each other B's. We have to ask ourselves, where is this coming from? Who is this coming from? Who's causing them to speak that way with their tongue? I tell you something, we have to work. We have work to do. We have work to do guarding our ear gates and our eye gates. I tell you, because there's so many things going on. We have to especially make sure we're guarding the ear gates and eye gates of the innocent children. Amen, family? I tell you, family, this generation right now, they're living in misconceptions. Some of them just think that it's normal. No, it's not normal. It's not of God. I tell you, you can do things, keep doing things over and over, saying things over and over, and it becomes a bad habit. But you can break that habit. Amen, family? I tell you, the mouth can defile the whole body. The tongue, when it is used unwise. Amen, family? Hallelujah. Praise be to God, because I tell you, little children, family, I tell you, when you're around little children, they speak, they like to imitate you. I remember my grandnephew, he was about no more than under two. And I used to say, hallelujah, Jesus, and he would say that. So I said, praise be to God. But if we're letting those words come out and the children are hearing, what are you going to do? Who are they learning from? Amen, family? But we, whatever we say, we have to make sure it is spoken words to speak life into them children. Amen, family? I tell you, we have to teach them. We have to teach them to use their tongue like ourselves where it pleases our Father God. Amen, family? I pray to the Father. We got to pray to him. Wake up praying to him. Wake up thanking him. I thank him. Thank you for another day. He is next. He opened your eyes. He opened somebody else's eyes in the other state around the world. He opens our eyes. I just wake up and thank him. I have to thank him before I even go to prayer. Because somebody, somewhere, family didn't open their eyes. And that's the grace of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Family, in Psalms 19 and 14, it tells us, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O God, my strength and my redeemer. That's what I'm saying, family. I can't do nothing. I tried it. I can't do this on my own. We have to admit to ourselves, we need Jesus. We know we need him. We have to want him. Amen, family. Hallelujah. I thank him. I thank him. I can't help but thank him. And family, we got to make sure we're guarding. Again, I say guarding the children's ear and eye gates. Because what we let into the mind and heart. Amen. We got to pray. We got to pray to the Father to give us strength. I tell you, none of us are perfect. We are not perfect. We're pressing to be more Christ-like. No time off. I can't take no time off. Amen, family? I tell you, family, we can work. We can work this muscle, the tongue. And the tongue, that it can change our whole body. It can change the way we think. And it can change the way we speak. Family, you got to trust in the Lord. Amen, family? You've heard the saying. A lot of people say this. You talk too much. Yeah, that may be true. But what you're talking about when you're saying you're talking too much nonsense and it's not speaking life into somebody. Amen, family? Sometimes we just got to be quiet. Be quiet and listen. James 1 and 19 tells us, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. Yes, listen. Nowadays, I tell you, family, people are talking. They're talking and screaming. They're talking and screaming at one another without listening to each other. Without giving the other person time to speak, because they won't listen. Then here comes arguments, misunderstandings continue, never getting an understanding of what was really going on. Yes. Amen, family. Family, we all grew up with the same. If you don't have nothing good to say, keep your mouth shut. I love Pastor E says, too, we got to keep our mouth off other folks. I know I got enough work within me, within my relationship with Jesus Christ. I can't be concerned. I'm concerned because I love you, but I can't be dipping in your business if I can't do anything to help you. Amen, family? Glory be to God. Family, I tell you, the tongue, it can perform and it can speak some awful things. But if you don't tame it, you have to tame the tongue. Ephesians 4:29 tells us, let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, and that it may partake, I tell you, to grace to the hearers. Let no word be corrupt. The Lord Jesus, we have to say sometimes, I say, Lord Jesus, I repent right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, that if I have spoken harsh words to anyone, Father, I ask that you forgive me now, and I repent. Amen, Father? Because God is love, and we're to love one another. And if we're letting this tongue, this member, disrupt that love, we got to take care of that tongue. Amen, family? Family, I tell you, what we speak out of our mouth, that comes from our heart. I tell you, and if we need to work on our hearts, we need to get to work on it. Family, this is another true saying that I just mentioned again. If you don't have anything good to say, don't say nothing at all. Don't say nothing at all. Pray. And family, don't even think it. Don't even think it. Because when we keep in our minds focused on Jesus, it helps us, family. It helps us to tame and train our little member, our tongue. I think when I was thinking about this, the tongue, I was thinking about individuals that are mute without speech. And I was praying that their minds and hearts are clean in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Because that member may act out in other frustrations when they're not verbal. So we have to take heed to that. Amen, family. But family, I know through the word of God, when we live in the spirit, we will not fulfill the lust and desires of the flesh. The family, we have to exercise this tongue, this organ. It's a muscle, our tongue, and we have to exercise, and we have to check it. You got to, like, you know, when you go to the doctor, they tell you, get out the tongue and check your tongue. We got to do a self-examination of our tongue. Speaking of verbalizing ourselves, how are we speaking verbally one to another or of others? And that's another thing, family. Can't be talking to others. Get your tongue off somebody else. Amen, family? But as the doctors do, we got to keep checking ourselves, asking ourselves, are the words that I speak pleasing to the Heavenly Father God? Family, I tell you, we all love music. I love music. I love all kind of music. I love Christian music. I love hip-hop. I love rap, R&B. You know, I'm from Compton, so I love my roots. But family, we have to be selective. We have to be selective for what we're listening to. Because I tell you, the music nowadays is changing. Used to be where they said that the beats make the music and you just bump to it and bump to it and get the groove on. But family, I'm telling you, you got to listen to words. Because some of the words are coming from a defiling tongue. A mouth. Amen, family. So you got to know what you're listening to and be selective. Amen, family. I tell you, family, we have generations. Generations, I see, when we're out and about, Sis and I, they're rolling down. They're rolling down the street. You know, I was a teenager, too, youngster, 20, 30, 40. I'm not going to go on. But they're rolling, they're riding around, they're listening and singing. And they singing along with some songs got the F word, B word, H word. I said, my God, Lord, help us. The tongue, family, the tongue, it can speak life or death. Family, so many out here are losing their lives by the words that the tongue has produced and defiled the body. They're losing their lives by those words. Amen, family. So we have work to do. Family, we have to all ask ourselves, who's really behind these words? who's letting these words come out of our mouth? I tell you, family, we have to address it. I tell you, family, and as parents, if you question at your children, what do you think they're learning? What do you think you're putting into them? Are you speaking life or death into them? I tell you, the same mouth, it tells us, the same mouth that we bless the Lord with, we cannot curse. Hallelujah, Jesus. We cannot curse them. Thank you, Jesus. But family, I tell you, I just have to relax because I always tell the Lord sometimes, you know, keep me in my spirit. Pat my flesh, whatever it takes to keep my tongue in check, you know, because I'm telling you, we want to be pleasing and acceptable to Him. Amen, family? I tell you, some folks, they get mad. They get mad at this. They get mad at the smallest and the pettiest of things. And then they let this little defiled member, that tongue, it presents itself. And then it has its own way. I tell you, we have to really exercise this muscle. We work hard. We go work hard at the gym. Or some of us work hard at home weights, our muscles. But I know what helps us with this muscle, this tongue, is the Word of God. I know, because it has helped me. Glory be to God. I can't help but thank Him. And family, and don't listen to and definitely don't join in with others that let defiled words come out of their mouth. Don't join in with them. Amen, family. Colossians 3:5 tells us, put to death your members, that could be the tongue, which are on earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desires, covetousness and idolatry, which are idolatry. Uncleanness. An unclean mouth. If words come out, that's unclean. Amen, family? We have to continue, family. I say, just continue to do self-examining in ourselves. Our tongues. Our tongues lining up. Our words we're speaking, lining up with the Word of God. His will. His way. Luke 9:23 tells us, then he said to them all, if anyone that desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Denying dirty tongues. We cannot have a vile tongue. Amen, family? Yes, we have to work at following Jesus. The enemy, he don't want it to be easy. He's gonna do everything he could. But Jesus is so worthy. We just got a family press through whatever, family. Whatever is going on. Amen. Family, I tell you that the words that we speak, our actions, have already taken place in our minds. In our minds. Before they come out, we have time, you know. But that's why he told us to transform our mind. Do not be conformed to the world. Transform our mind. Amen, family? Oh, the tongue. It can get us in a world of trouble. Family, I always say, delight ourselves in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. When and if we need him, to remove, if we have a problem with our tongue, we can pray to him. Lord, I need the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is there, our helper. He will convict us. He will convict us if we're having trouble with our words. I tell you, the devil will try. He will try our tongues to see if he can use us. Amen, family? We have to rebuke him. Rebuke him in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Family, I just continue to praise the Lord. Exercise our tongues. Exercise our tongues, family, to keep our bodies whole and acceptable to God. I tell you, this small member, the tongue can, and it has ruined, many family relationships. I tell you, all over, we have families being torn apart for words that they have said where they have not been able to forgive each other. Their hearts, they don't have it in their hearts to forgive one another. The words, and that comes from that tongue. What words, we have to ask ourselves, what words are we speaking to one another? Are we loving our neighbors as we love ourselves? Do we love ourselves? Some people don't love themselves. You can't love nobody if you don't love yourself. Are we loving our Heavenly Father God with all our hearts, all our minds, all our souls, and all our strength? Now, we have to ask ourselves, this is part of my self-examination. Amen, family? Are we using our tongue, family? Are we using our tongue to pray for others? To pray for others in need. And I thank God. I thank God for those who pray for me. Hallelujah. I thank God. And I thank God for the continued prayer. But we have to be praying for others. You pray for yourself, but you pray for others. God knows. He knows my needs. I have prayed for others, and I thank God because he's always on time. He may not call when we want him, but he's always on time. Amen, family. I tell you, we have to ask ourselves, are we using ourselves to help others? To help others? Are we praying to the Father to strengthen us? To strengthen us where we are weak? Are we praying to him to strengthen others where others are weak? We pray, I know, wake up, get up, moving a purpose. We pray, pulling their minds in. Are we praying constantly for pulling their minds in, family? We can't stop. We need to pull all their minds in, to pull them back into Christ. Amen, family? Because these tongues, if the tongues are out there and the minds are not right, the tongues are running rapid. Amen, family? I tell you, we have to be constantly exercising our tongue to speak life into others. If you run around, this member is running around telling others, especially a lot of people got this bad, they want to tell kids you bad. Then they want to call them stupid. And then they want to tell them they're ugly. And kids do this because kids have learned this. This is learned behavior. But what are we speaking? What are we speaking? We got to be on the real, family. What tongues are we allowing to kill spirits? I tell you, Jesus, he came to save our souls. And if we are to be Christ-like, we ought to be saving souls. And the tongue can be life or death. It's power, life and death in the power of the tongue. So you're going to speak life into a person. And if you're not speaking life, then you're following someone else besides Christ. Hallelujah. I thank God, family. I thank God that I am not what I used to be. I thank God for the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit that enables me and that can control my mind, my thoughts, and my words. Family, the Holy Spirit, he will help us. I tell you, he's our helper. We have to call on him. Answer the knock. I call on him all the time. Lord, Lord. Oh, yes. As long as we're in the flesh, we need the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. I call on him because we know the flesh and the spirit are at constant battle. But I tell you, if you just praise the Lord, keep your mind focused on Jesus, you can rebuke this flesh. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Family, the Lord, she is so greatly to be praised. We have to praise, and we like to praise him with our tongues when things are good. But when things get bad, we still have to praise him. We still got the same time. We still got the same love, same Jesus. Today, yesterday, and forevermore. Continue to praise him. Amen, family. I tell you, I just wake up, hallelujah, Jesus, thank you, Lord, because he's been good. He's been so good to me when I wasn't good to myself. And I'm not the only one that can testify to that. Amen, family. So, family, I say hallelujah. What a sweet, sweet sound. Thank you, Jesus. Family, I tell you, the devil, he loves to see us out of the fruits of the Spirit and doing our own thing, going round and round, not going nowhere. But family, get a hold to them tongues, draw closer to God, and he will draw near to you. It says if you draw closer to God, he'll draw near to you. Amen, family? But you got to let him. You got to let him into our life. I tell you, family, these same tongues working the word of God. Speak life. Speak life into one another. Amen, family. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That ends my session. What's the word on Women Speak Now tonight? At this time, I'm going to turn it over to the mighty man of God. If not, I'm going to pray us out. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I come to you humbly and say thank you. Thank you, Father, for the opportunity allowing Pastor E to allow me another broadcast of Women Speak Now with What's the Word. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that the word does not return to you void. I pray, Father, that I was used as your vessel tonight. And I pray, Father, that the word did not fall on deaf ears. And I pray, Father, that we all train and tame our tongue and we have this member under control, Father, in the name of Jesus. Because I pray, Father, that we all use our Holy Spirit, which you have given us, our helper in times of need, in times of trouble. I pray, Father, that we don't divert to just saying ugly words. Father, I pray all of this, Father, to you in your Son, Jesus' name. In Jesus Christ's almighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God bless you, Minister Terry. Awesome word.
Oh, God bless you, Pastor E. Glory be to God. He was staring at in my spirit about the tongue. And sometimes you hear people saying such harsh words to one another. And
man, how we talk to each other.
Yeah, how we talk to each other when it's supposed to be loving one another. And I don't care what the circumstances are, what a person has done. And I'm no better than you, and you no better than I. And everybody is God's children, and he loves us all the same. So I love God, and I appreciate his word because, sometimes, Pastor, I can see places and I see things going on, and sometimes I just stop and want to pray with them
right there.
Because a lot of people need to know the tongue can be vicious, but a lot of people don't know Jesus, and I know I was once one of these persons, but I wasn't mean, but people don't know Jesus, and they don't have that love they need in their heart, so the tongue, there's life and death in it.
Amen. Well, you did a great job. I know I'm not the only one that's been blessed tonight, but we thank God for you, and we are returning to Let's Talk Jesus the first Monday of September. We're going to talk about the whole month of September. We're going to revisit. Go on and pull your notes out. I know you got some good notes on how Jesus, how God loved us.
Yes.
Might even have to bring Evangelist Virginia back on. I know she's very versed in the seven ways that God loved us, that we can really get this communicated out there on how we can really love God back. And start to perfect God's love, that as we interact with one another. It's not like I have to love you or I should have to treat you a certain way. It should be automatic. That's why I love you've been around, so you know the playground. You know the place where God has given us that we can all feel equal and feel equal, that there's no respect to a person. But if it's not full of love and if you're not coming in with love, then you're not invited. Oh my God.
That's right.
We have to be that we have to be that conscious and that aware of our surroundings and what we're allowing ourselves to do if we're going to stay the course and if we're going to stand with stand and what? Stand some more. So finally, I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
Hallelujah. Amen.
God bless you. Anybody else want to a request, would like to just speak out right now, go ahead and dial 1. We'll bring you into the broadcast. Minister Terry has done a great job. What's the word here on Women Speak Now? 5, 4, 3. Okay, we're not going to push you, and we're glad that you listened. We're glad you hung around. But we want you to know we love you, and so does God.
Forever. Thank you, Jesus. one can love me like you do, Jesus. Thank you for loving.